Hello, and welcome to the Writers and Illustrators of the Future podcast. This is John Goodwin, your host. Today's guest is Writers of the Future winner, Kyle Kieran. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Very good. So, first of all, congratulations on being a winner.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, how did you find out about the contest?
I actually found out through Brandon Sanderson's lectures that he did at BYU. He actually put them online. It started off with a write about dragons, then he duplicated that. And at one point, he had a guest speaker come on, and they talked about how they got their start in science fiction by committing to entering the contest every quarter. And they eventually ended up winning, and they won a Nebula, and I've searched for days, and I can't find out who that guest speaker was. But I have Brandon to thank for everything, which is really cool, because he's really involved with the contest. So
when was that? Because that was, I spoke at his in his class once at BYU a few years ago.
Yeah, I think Write About Dragons was the first one they put on. I want to say that was like 5 years ago. And then they did another production like 3 years ago. I think it was 2016 or 2017, I believe. Okay. But yeah, they're awesome. They're so worth listening to for like aspiring writers, for anyone. It's great content. And it was super generous of him to put it online.
That's great. So then, so he's the one that basically introduced you to the contest?
Yeah, he's the whole reason I'm here, 100%. Yeah. And like, I'm a huge fan of his work too, so that's how I...
When I got him on to become a judge, he told me that he had been a finalist in the contest, and that's what gave him his assurance that he shouldn't quit and become a plumber.
Yeah, right before Elantris, right?
Yeah,
it's an awesome story.
He said he was ready to quit because it had just been reject.
I think he was on his 13th novel, I believe, when he sold Elantris. It's a crazy story, and now he's putting out amazing work all the time.
He's amazing there. So have you always wanted to be a writer?
I have. Like, I always really enjoyed it. I never really connected the dots that, like, it was actually possible that I could do that, you know? So I've always kind of did it on the side. Like, for the past, like, 10 years, I wrote novels just for fun. And, like, that's, you know, I've turned to publishing a bit more, so that's kind of changed a little bit. But, yeah, the past, like, year and a half, I've been taking it really, really seriously. But, yeah, I've just... always enjoyed it, and I figured at a certain point, like, why not try, you know? And Writers of the Future was a huge part of that. You know, that was my first commitment to writing, was this contest. So
how many times have you actually entered?
This is actually my second entry. My first one was in I heard about the contest in late October, like right as the quarter was closing, and I scribbled something together, and like I made my girlfriend read it like 9 times, and we came out with a pretty good story, and I sent it in, and it was a silver honorable mention, and that was like amazing. I was absolutely thrilled. And then I immediately started on the next one, and I picked up volume 32, I think it was. And I read all those stories, and then it was my finalist and eventually my win.
So. Did reading the stories help you in terms of how to write?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And like, I just heard Moon talk about the forums, and that was a huge resource for me too. You know, being able to pick up information from Dave about like what he wanted in the beginning of a story, what kind of endings, whether the stories were trending towards more hopeful endings or, you know, sadder things. Like I felt like get a pretty good feel for what the judges were looking for. And I think that was honestly like the difference between the silver honorable and winning was picking up that volume and studying it and trying to apply what I learned to the story.
Good. So speaking of story, so tell me about your story.
So my story is about an AI, like a navigational system that, falls in love with the captain of the ship that it actually is. And there's sort of like, interstellar morticians almost, like they manage a graveyard, which is actually like a neutron star system. And it's a binary system, and eventually that system is going to collapse in on itself, and it's going to create all these like heavy metals like gold and platinum. This is all based on an astronomical discovery in October of 2017, I believe. And so it's become like a place for like spiritual rebirth. And the human character is very sick, and the AI is trying to figure out a way to save her. And it's just exhausting every possible source it can. And so this is about like one of the, one of its many attempts to save her life.
Well, and the name?
It's A Harvest of Astronauts.
Very good story.
Yep. Thank you. Story. I appreciate that.
So have you had any major influencers for you as an author?
I want to just talk about Brandon Sanderson for like 15 minutes. But I mean, he honestly probably is my like major influence. You know, I was an English major, so I, you know, I've done a lot of the more like literary type things. But, you know, what really stuck was like The Wheel of Time that he finished up by Robert Jordan. Like that was my introduction to Brandon Sanderson. And I love those. And from there, you know, I went on to Mistborn, eventually Way of Kings, The Reckoner series, all that stuff. I would say he's probably my number one interest for sure. So it's like a broken record. Right. I really love like Brent Weeks. I love that high fantasy, you know, George R. R. Martin, although I'm only like 3 books in, so please don't spoil anything for me. Yeah, I love epic fantasy.
That's going to be your gig is epic fantasy.
I would love to eventually, yeah, for sure. Like what I've written for novels has mostly trended towards like YA. I would love to do epic science fiction, but I've listened to Brandon Sanderson talk about like if he had turned in, you know, a 600,000 word manuscript as like a blind query, people would have like laughed in his face. So, you know, I want to start somewhere a little lower. But that's definitely one of my end goals for sure, is just, you know, giant sweeping worlds and all that. But I love short fiction too. And that's something the contest has taught me, that I really like love the genre.
Right.
And like, I'm just going to keep writing it, even if it, you know, isn't profitable. It's just, it's fun and it's great. And it makes you a better writer.
And you get your name out there too.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In a way that's very hard otherwise, you know. Yeah. You can, yeah, for sure.
So now for other aspiring writers, because you've now made the cut and so you've won the contest, but what advice do you have for other aspiring writers?
I would say set a routine, you know, and that can be anything. It doesn't need to be like ironclad. It doesn't need to be writing between 9 and 11 o'clock at night. But, you know, just like the contest was hugely helpful for me on that front, because it was, you know, write a story every quarter, commit to that, polish it, send it in, don't self-reject. And that was great, was just have some sort of like a rolling deadline. And like once I won, like it sounds insane to say this, but I kind of missed it, you know, because that was gone all of a sudden. And I had to like teach myself to do that. And that was a lot harder. And that's like, yeah, it's a totally insane thing to say. But that's kind of how it felt, you know. Another great thing that I did is I'm a slush reader for Apex Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And that's been totally invaluable, just to see like how many like incredible, wonderful stories end up getting rejected, you know? And then when you get rejections, you know that like with, oh, it's not necessarily me, you know, it's just, this wasn't the right fit. This editor didn't love it. It wasn't right for the magazine. And you know, just seeing like how much good work is out there is really helpful to step up your own game.
Right.
That's been awesome for sure.
Good. So now, do you have any projects in the works right now you're looking forward to coming out with?
I do. I was really hoping I would get the contracts before I came here. I've got 2 that should be coming out in the next couple months that I'm really, really excited about. They're both professional publications and they're both pretty major magazines. So if you're paying attention to all the scene, you should see them, and I'll probably be shouting about them when they come out.
You know, they're being shared on all the Rise of Future social stuff too.
Yeah, for sure. And then I've got a bunch of other stuff being held right now. So I'm hopeful that this year will be a really busy year for me for short fiction. And then I'm kind of hoping to transfer a bit more into novels, you know, kind of at the end of the year. And I might go quieter for a little bit, but I'll keep coming back to it.
Good. Well, thank you very much. And very nice meeting you. And I look forward to seeing these magazines when they come out in the near future.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our next installment of the Writers of the Future podcast. Subscribe to the Writers of the Future podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Writers and Illustrators of the Future are contests created by L. Ron Hubbard to provide a means for the aspiring writer and artist to be seen and acknowledged. It is free to enter and open to new and amateur short story writers and artists of science fiction or fantasy.